please share with us a little bit of information about your journey as a healthcare provider?
Okay, so I've been in practice since 1997. So I'll let you do the math. I spent my first 8 years in a conventional practice and I loved it. But I went through a process with my former husband where we walked through a cancer journey. And I felt like there was more to the story in tools that we should have available to help patients heal. So in conventional medicine, I felt like, you know, I could tell patients to eat less and exercise more. I could tell them to manage their stress. But I was seeing over the course of that 8 years, patients decline in their health. And I was like, there's got to be more that we could be doing. And so I went back and got a second master's in metabolic and nutritional medicine from the University of South Florida's medical school and realized that everything I had been teaching my patients was a little bit off. And so because no one else had a functional medicine practice at the time in our state, I opened my own practice and started practicing functional medicine. And in fact, I've been doing functional medicine now longer than I did conventional medicine. So it's kind of a cool spot to be. Yeah. Cool. So, you know, what I learned from that experience was that, you know, environmentally speaking, nutrition is 80% of the battle. So now I have a functional medicine integrative practice where I still have the foundation of my conventional training, but adding to that, the power of food to heal.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Nice. What type of clientele do you see?
Well, I started out primarily seeing females, but over the years, my practice has evolved into seeing both men and women. In fact, my male population is almost equal to my female. But on the onset, the perimenopausal female was what drew to my practice because they're the ones starting to see some changes that they feel like they can have an impact on through environmental and nutritional changes. I also see children, but I will only see children if I'm seeing their parents, because I feel like they have to have that support system within the home to be able to support what I'm asking them to do nutritionally. And so, you know, it's a good blend of male and female and children at this point.
That's awesome.
And generational, you know, I see moms and daughters and granddaughters now, which is really cool to see. The family embracing lifestyle change.
What are the most common clinical complaints you encounter in your practice?
Yeah, I say the most common would be fatigue, both mental and physical fatigue, brain fog, and then digestive issues. Those are the things that get them in here. Mm-hmm. Those are the pain points that I see them actually seeking out help with. Absolutely stress. And that's one of the biggest things that I feel like I can help them make an impact in their life is figuring out, you know, what are the physical stressors? Mm-hmm. So poor blood sugar control, digestive disturbances that are driving an inflammatory process, the environmental stressors, like the food they're eating, what they're putting on their skin. And then, you know, I think everybody knows they've got situational stress. And so figuring out how to restructure their lifestyle in a way that they're not living that way anymore. They're making better decisions about how they're spending their time and their energy. And so all of that has a huge impact in their outcome. But you know, the last thing your patient wants to hear from your mouth as a provider is, oh, it's just stress, right?
Right.
And, like, and that's what they've heard, right? That's what they've heard from every provider they've seen. It's like, oh, it's just this phase in life. It's just stress. Get used to it, right? Just get used to it. This is the way it is.
Sure.
And I'm like, absolutely not.
So how did you first hear about Sonesco?
Okay, so I first found Sonesco on the floor at an A4M conference, convention hall, and got some great conversation with the rep that was there that piqued my interest. And, you know, I feel like Sonesco was a little bit ahead of the game in bringing the connection with the brain to the adrenals, to the whole conversation. Because I feel like at that time, of course, this was, I'm not going to say what year, but several years ago when I first got started in functional medicine. And it was, all the focus was on the adrenal gland. And no one was really talking about the whole HPA axis very much. I mean, it was mentioned, but it wasn't like anything that you would address just support the adrenals. And so I feel like it kind of got my attention that, hey, there's more to the story with these adrenals. We need to be really thinking about brain health and mm-hmm. how we can be correcting that aspect so that the adrenals have the opportunity to fully recover.
Are there any features about Sonesca's line of target nutritional therapy or TNT that drew you to the formulas?
Yeah, so what I noticed right away about the formulas was that they had the MSB in them. And so many of our patients with adrenal issues also have gut issues and they're malabsorbing. And so getting them with a product that's going to actually be bioavailable was super important. And so that's one of the things that made me really look at the product closely and implement into the practice was because of the addition of the enzymes and the cofactors that help with absorption.
Why did you decide to try this product?
Okay, so at the time I found Sonesca, I was using a product line that required multiple pills multiple times a day. In fact, I think I went back and looked, and I think it was like between 12 and 15 pills a day just to support adrenal function. And the product worked, but it was just difficult to get someone to be compliant for as long as they needed to be compliant to see a real turnaround. And obviously nobody wants to swallow 15 pills unless they have to. And so I loved when I found Adaptacin, and it had so many different ingredients in it. And it was only 1 to 2 tabs a day at that time for maximum dosing. So it just made sense to make the change. And then after using it, realizing how well it worked, just kind of made me continue using it long term.
How do you explain this product to your clients?
Yeah, so I never like for a product to be like, here's your illness, here's your pill, right? And mm-hmm. so I spend a lot of time talking to them about their stressors and their stress response and how it works. And, you know, looking at their physical, environmental, and emotional stressors that are driving that stress response, and then lifestyle changes that are going to help them correct that stress response. So we spend a whole lot of time talking about that first, how to control blood sugar, how to control, you know, their stressors, getting rid of inflammatory drivers, you know, both nutritionally and environmentally. And then I move into, and we can also support the adrenals in a way that you can recover and feel better as you're doing these other things that are going to be impactful. And so, So the supplement with Adaptacin is adjunctive to their lifestyle changes. Mm. And I tell them that Adaptacin is the most comprehensive adrenal support that I found, and that patients respond pretty quickly. And, you know, if they have a history of hypertension, I do talk to them about monitoring blood pressure just because of the licorice component. However, I've only had one mm-hmm. patient that's had an issue with blood pressure and licorice. It's still something I think needs to be discussed so that they're aware of it. Mm-hmm. And then depending on their labs and the severity of their symptoms will dictate how I dose it. And so if they have, you know, pretty significant fatigue, that's morning and afternoon, I'll have them do 2 tablets in the morning and 1 at noon for the first 2 weeks. And then we'll see how they're doing and then possibly back down. And then let them kind of, they'll know how much they need. They're going to figure that out pretty quickly, how much they need. But I'm okay with them taking maximum dose for a few weeks and getting, you know, the first thing I want them to get a result so that they can keep the momentum going to make the lifestyle changes. What I don't want to do is dose them up prior to the lifestyle changes so that they think it's only the supplements that's making the difference.
I'm just curious a little bit more about your, how you treat patients with the hypertension and when you're using products with the licorice, you know, the glycyrrhizic acid, that's the, you know,
right,
the potential, you know,
right,
that you've seen that can potentially elevate blood pressure a little bit. What's your protocol when you encounter a hypertensive patient and you're wanting to do Adaptacin?
Yeah, so what I'll do is I'll obviously check it when they're here in the clinic, but then I'll have them do home monitoring as well because I feel like they're going to get a more accurate reading on their day-to-day. And they just have to have them trend it out to make sure they're not having elevations. If they, you know, like I said, the patient that I had that did have a problem or an issue with her blood pressure going up, she actually had a little bit of swelling. And so I tell them to watch for any edema and that kind of thing that could drive up blood pressure. But like I said, I really haven't seen it be a problem. I just don't want it to be something they go out and read, oh my gosh, licorice can elevate my blood pressure, I'm going to stop taking it.
Right.
You know,
right.
So I'd rather just discuss that up front and let them know, look, we are aware this could potentially be a problem, but let's monitor and let's just make sure that that's right for you.
What type of health concerns do you find this product most helpful for?
Well, fatigue, number one, lack of motivation, right? These people want to do better, but sometimes they just can't get the energy, the brain energy up to do it. The perimenopausal patient, this is like golden for them because what they're seeing is a decline in ovarian output of hormones. And if their adrenals aren't giving them what they need, then they're having, you know, the fatigue and brain fog and lack of motivation and decreased libido. So I find that it can be a really, really, really good buffer for them in that perimenopausal phase to just level things out so that they're not feeling so up and down and out of control.
Are there any special features you like about this product compared to others on the market?
Yes, I really like the fact that the adrenal cortex is organic. Mm-hmm. I think that speaks volumes, and we have obviously our patient population is looking more organic in their food intake. And so when we've got a product that we can say, okay, well, this beef is organic, that really puts their mind to rest. Also that Panax ginseng is, and I think this may be why we don't see a huge elevation in blood pressure with the licorice component. So I love the fact that that's in the adaptogen. It's been used, you know, over 2000 years to help with immunity. And, you know, it's just, I think, a great adjunct to an adrenal product. But then you've got all the cofactors too. You know, you've got some vitamin C and some zinc. It's got the NSB in there. And so when I look at, you know, how many different things I would have to give a person to have everything that Adaptogen has in there, it's pretty good. And again, it's been around for a long time. So there's a lot of newer adrenal supplements on the market, but there aren't any, I don't think, any better than the Adaptogen.
What is the general takeaway your clients tell you about this product?
You know, I hear a lot of, gosh, this got me over the hump. You know, it helped buffer me so that I could do the things I needed to do to make a change in my lifestyle. And so I think it can be a great, like I said, a great buffer for them. And, you know, I'll have patients I haven't seen for 3 years and they'll come back in to buy a bottle of Adaptogen. And we're like, okay, what's going on? Why are you needing the Adaptogen again? You need to get back in here to get an appointment, you know? And so it's good to see that they remember, oh, this is what helped me before. And this is, you know, this is where I need to come back to get it.
Do you have any tips to using this product? When, how much sensitive patients? Are there patients you don't recommend this product for?
Yeah, so obviously you want to make sure that they don't have an allergy to a specific ingredient in the product. Because you will find sometimes with the herbs that you'll have, you know, an allergic type reaction. And so just be mindful of that. As far as dosing, you know, now that they reformulated and it's 2 tablets so that you can use it in the pediatric population, that gives you a little bit more room to titrate a more sensitive patient. But I definitely tell them to take it with food. Tell them if they miss their noontime dose, don't take it after 2 p.m. because it may keep them up at night. But you have a good bit of flexibility with dosing the way that it is today. So, you know, even patients that have fully recovered their adrenals, sometimes they'll get back on it to buffer themselves when they're going through a time of stress. If they know they've got a deadline or something like that, and they just want to buffer for a couple of weeks, then I'm okay with them doing that as well, as long as it just doesn't become a crutch.
Mm-hmm. Is there like a cutoff age that like don't address the adrenals?
Probably 7 or 8. I really don't even start looking at adrenals. So I would say, you know, I'll do more of a gut work up and look at their vagal tone really good at the low 7. and really work with the parent on getting them to restore vagal tone, because I think that's going to help with the adrenals and the whole HPA axis. But I don't really start chasing adrenals until they're in that 8 to like 15 year mark, where really hormones start to be playing a part in the whole developmental side of things.
Any big issues with the product at all?
No, I mean, I really haven't had any issues with tolerability or patient compliance. I mean, that's one of the things they will come back for sure, because they see result. They can feel result, I should say. You know, some of the other things that they're taking, it may be working beautifully and their biomarkers may be changing phenomenally, but if they can't feel it, you know, they may not know. But that's when they can feel a result. You know, they can tell that they have more sustainable energy, they're more motivated, and so they're more likely, again, to come back for that. So I really haven't had any negative adverse effects from it, yeah.
How do you alter the protocol or you recommend the dosing of this product after a retest? Do you find yourself adding this formula after a retest?
Yeah, so if they're on a formula, if they're on Adaptosyn prior to testing, and, you know, at some point we'll start weaning it back. If their clinical presentation matches their testing and we've corrected a lot of the stressors, then we'll say, let's start backing down on the dose. And I don't stop it all of a sudden, for sure. I'll have them wean down and they'll know when they're ready to come off of it. You know, I'll say wean down by, you know, stop taking your new time dose and just see how you do. And if they do okay, you know, as far as sustainable energy throughout the day, then I'll say, okay, cut back to, you know, just one in the morning or half of one in the morning and let's see how you do. And so, you know, I find that weaning that goes much better than just stopping it. And it gives them a sense of control as well. If we retest and they're not on Adaptosyn, and there are cases I'll do that. Sometimes I'll say, look, let's work on lifestyle first and see how much traction we can get with lifestyle. And then we retest and they're still not where they need to be, or they're still clinically not where they need to be from a symptom standpoint, then I wouldn't hesitate to add the Adaptosyn in at that point.
What impact does Adaptosyn have during and after menopause?
Yeah, so I think during the perimenopausal phase, Adaptosyn does a great job of buffering some of what they feel when their hormones are dysregulated. And so I feel like they can maintain a better disposition, even better sleep. You know, it may sound counterintuitive to put them on adrenal support, especially something like Adaptosyn, and see improvement in sleep, but I do all the time. You know, they're like, gosh, we didn't even put you on anything for sleep and you're sleeping better. And so I don't know that I really understand that so much, but it works. And so a lot of times I will start with Adaptosyn before I add any female hormones, because in the perimenopausal, you're kind of chasing hormones a little bit, because some months they were producing more than others. And so it's a little tricky when you start adding in those hormones. So I find that really supporting the adrenals during that time, helps them out quite a bit and reduces the amount of time that we actually have to use those sex hormones.
Gotcha. What about after perimenopause? Do you see
menopausal? So, I use a lot of hormone replacement therapy. And so, you know, at some point we're adding that in for most patients, if it's appropriate. And then if they still need some adrenal support, absolutely, it can be a part of that. But again, cortisol is that hormone that can creep up with age. And so I find that that stressed out perimenopausal woman is really the one that benefits the most from Adaptosyn. But there are situations where, you know, you've got a 65-year-old and their cortisol has tanked. And that's really a problem. I mean, that's a problem from a cancer risk perspective and from any autoimmune perspective, you know, so you definitely want to buffer them and be mindful of that you can't just say that just because they're 65, they're not going to need some adrenal support. But most of the time, you're actually using more of the adaptogenic side of things in that age population.
Do you have a specific patient success story you'd like to share about this product or Sonesco's TNT formula?
Yeah, so I think I don't know that I would say a specific patient, but I think a specific patient population would be, you know, that perimenopausal female that's also hypothyroid.
Mm.
You know, because they are worn out and they're gaining weight and they're frustrated. And I find that this really is a good adjunct because they come in wanting thyroid. You know, that's the thing that's driving them to the practice is they think their thyroid is off. And the Hashimoto's patient, it obviously is. It's an inflammatory process. But I find that supporting the adrenals helps the thyroid to balance as well. And I see a lot of, you know, they kind of relax once they have some adrenal support on board because their mind has been changed. And it wasn't just the thyroid that needed help. It was the overall HPA T axis that needed the support to get them where they needed to be. So that has been a fun population to implement the Adaptacin on as well.
What advice would you give a new practitioner using Sonesco's CSM clinical model for the first time?
Yeah, I would say really relying on that clinical team and those reports to guide you in the beginning because that teaches you so much. You know, you see the paper, what the paper says, you see the patient's clinical presentation, and you as the provider get to make the decisions about what that patient needs. And so following that and really getting a good solid footing as far as what's helping and what's not, I think is awesome to be able to have that kind of support from a company. So not just supporting the supplements, but also looking at the testing as well.